Track 10, the final news section. Teen rocket engineers reach for the stars. Four Teambridge students have blasted to international recognition after a rocket they designed and built came second in an international aerospace competition. Kaya Sermon, 15, Tom Porter, 15, Heath Edwards, 14, and Sammy Porter, 13, from Tynmouth Community School, represented the UK at the International Youth Rocketry Challenge at the Paris International Air Show on Friday the 19th of June. Competing as Team Starling, the team from TCS Rocket Club achieved 32.44 points and missed out on the world title by just over a point. The competition was won by the US team, with France coming third and Japan coming fourth. We're incredibly proud of the team's performance, coming second by just 1.44 points. It was a phenomenal achievement, commented TCS Tech teacher and Rocketry Club leader Mark Hawker. Kaya, Tom, Keith and Sammy won the all-expenses-paid trip to take part in the international competition in Paris after beating 165 other teams to win the UK Rocketry Championships last month. They used their engineering, problem-solving and teamwork skills to build a rocket that could safely take two raw eggs 765 feet up in the air before returning them unbroken back to Earth, all in a specified flight time. The students presented their design and flight data to an international panel of aerospace professionals and were able to speak with astronauts and US Air Force pilots. TCS has only had a rocketry club for 3 years, and it reached the UK Rocketry Championships final every year. This year we had two teams qualify, an incredible achievement. Our main team took first place, earning the honour of representing the UK internationally, while our junior team placed third, showing the depth and future potential of our rocketry club, Mark said. It's currently the only team from Devon to compete in UK ROC. Until this year, it was the only team from Devon or Cornwall ever to reach the international final, let alone the international final.
Disabled man's outrage over hospital sale. A disabled man from Chagford is angry at plans to sell off his local community hospital. NHS bosses have confirmed Morton Hampstead Community Hospital will be vacated by the end of this month. But Chris Park, who is regularly treated by district nurses based at the hospital, says the decision to move them to what he describes as an industrial unit will be detrimental to both patients and nurses. He believes that the new premises will not be fit for purpose and will mean that patients have to travel further and increase pressure on local GP services. Chris has mobility issues following a traumatic brain injury. He explained, "I go to Morton Hampstead Hospital regularly for treatment such as catheter changes and have attended for leg dressings. My concerns are that there will be no clinical space and they will no longer be able to see patients where they are based. This means I'll have to travel further to be seen, or district nurses will have to travel to do more home visits, which means less time seeing patients, further stretching an already very busy service." He claimed that the hospital building has been allowed to fall into disrepair and services have been reduced or funding withdrawn to make it less viable. He said, "We are in danger of losing an irreplaceable clinical building and adding more strain to an already struggling NHS and causing emotional and mental strain to the district nurses and their patients." He continues, "It seems ludicrous that the NHS is selling a building it owns in order to rent another building at a time when the NHS is in need of valuable bed and clinical space." NHS Devon says the building is being vacated due to safety and infrastructure issues. The building, which predates the NHS, is old and outdated and suffered further deterioration over the past few months, including damp, so it's an unsafe environment for staff and patient care. The high costs on such an old building, only used by a small number of patients, is not viewed as good use of taxpayers' money by the NHS Devon. In July, the Estates Director from NHS Devon will update the community to discuss the next steps to hand back the hospital building. NHS Devon has been working with community representatives chaired by the Moreton Hampstead Parish Council as part of ongoing involvement and engagement.
Centre dodges closure after smashing target. A community centre has avoided temporary closure after smashing an ambitious fundraising target in just 7 weeks. At the end of April, the Alice Cross Centre in Tynmouth warned users that it may be forced to suspend operations until it could raise enough money to replace its outdated fire alarm system. However, by mid-June, the Alice Cross had generated more than £7,000 for its Safety First campaign, meaning the fire alarm system can now be upgraded to ensure the safety of everyone who walks through the centre's doors. This wouldn't have been possible without our amazing community coming together, said a spokesperson from the Alice Cross Centre. Thank you to everyone who supported this campaign.
Warning over vapes laced with spice. Police are issuing an urgent warning about a rise in incidents involving young people using vapes that contain spice. Spice is illegal and unpredictable, and when consumed through vaping, its effects can be even more rapid and harmful. A spokesman for Devon and Cornwall Police said, "These vapes may look like ordinary e-cigarettes, but they are being laced with substances that can cause severe health effects, including hallucinations, paranoia, seizures and unconsciousness. We are working closely with schools, youth services and health professionals to keep our young people safe. If you have any information about the distribution of these dangerous vapes, please report it confidentially via Crime Stoppers."
Stores community champion retires. A true hero of Newton Abbott is bringing down the curtain on nearly three decades of support for life-enhancing community projects. Hard-working Jeanette Parker has been at the Tesco Superstore for 27 and a half years, helping community groups, schools, councils and the hundreds of volunteers who work tirelessly for these organisations. In her role as community champion at the store, she has donated a wide range of much-needed items, arranged assistance where possible, and handed out tens of thousands of pounds courtesy of the Stronger Start scheme. Her efforts have helped thousands of people of all ages and in all sorts of situations. Now Jeanette has decided to retire, and she's handing over the reins to Bev Perrins, who has worked at Tesco's for 18 years. Jeanette said, "It has been the biggest honour to work with the most amazing people and good causes across our community, but it's hard to leave my colleagues who I've worked with for so many years and the charities I've worked with. I think that of all the good causes I've assisted, the food banks stand out for me. They're all volunteers and they work so hard to help people who are struggling. I would also like to say a big thank you to our customers who have been most generous. They've always supported our charitable collections at the front of the store and donated much needed food to our collections for the food banks. You truly make a difference. It's easy to get negative, but in this job I've seen so much good in the way people really want to help each other and improve others' lives. It's really humbling and uplifting." Bev said, "We're all sad to see Jeanette go. She's been a massive presence in the store and in the community, and I've got very big shoes to fill. But I'm looking forward to taking on the role of community champion. Jeanette has been showing me the ropes in recent weeks, and my husband and I already do a lot of work in the community, so I'm really looking forward to helping people even more. The funding Jeanette has handed out to Newton Abbott Good Causes comes from Tesco's Stronger Start scheme in partnership with the charity Groundwork, which supports many local community projects and good causes, giving away thousands of pounds.